Scaramouche, will you do the bandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me. Thunderbolts and lightning indeed. Hello, it's John Ashdown here again in Dresden with day four of the Women's World Cup. Yesterday was dominated by Thunderbolts and lightning. Not here in Germany, but back in Pyongyang before the tournament, where apparently several members of the North Korean team were hit by lightning and hospitalised, which the North Korean coach Kim claimed affected, well, as it would, affected their build-up to the tournament. And perhaps that was why they faded quite badly in the second half against the USA yesterday. They've been very good in the first half, the Koreans, and were technically the equal of their American opponents. Second half, though, really strong mentality from the US team. You really get a sense that they're a team of winners and a very, very determined side and know what they're capable of. They were just too good, had too much for them in the second half. But the North Koreans showed enough to suggest that they'll push Sweden, who beat Colombia yesterday in the early game, for that second spot for the quarterfinals from Group C. We're here in Dresden now, where the England team arrived yesterday. It's absolutely scorching hot in the stadium yesterday. I was worried that I was turning into some sort of tomato with the sun shining down on my already rather shiny head. It's apparently going to get cooler for Friday when England face New Zealand, which would be a good thing for them. I think they did put their draw with Mexico and their slightly flat performance down to a little bit, at least, down to the heat. I'm going to go and talk to them this afternoon and see what they say ahead of the next game. I think that's it from me, and I shall speak to you again tomorrow.